Good morning. This is Abby with your Daily Berlin Briefing for Friday, January 11th, 2019. On this day in 1935, Amelia Earhart became the first person to fly solo from Hawaii to California. The Left Party in Berlin rejects an expansion of video surveillance planned by the SPD, the government's partner. The party also rejects any further tightening of the so-called police law, which would cut the rights of individuals and expand the legal capability of investigators. The resolution of the Left National Executive Committee published now reads, quote, "Berlin may not follow the example of other countries and intensify its police laws with senseless new fundamental right interferences. The Red-Red-Green Coalition must resist the, quote, fear-driven security discourse in the Federal Republic." Internal Affairs Senator Andreas Geisel of the SPD had already announced in the autumn that he would present a bill with measures for greater security. This also includes video cameras at locations particularly affected by crime. Berlin Briefing will continue to update the subject of video surveillance as details emerge. The Berlin S-Bahn is closing the Nord-Süd tunnel from Friday evening for maintenance work. The lines S1, 2, and 25 between the Gesundbrunnen and Yorkstrasse stations will be affected, as announced by the S-Bahn on Thursday. The suspension will continue until Monday night. In the meantime, there will be backup buses. Alternatively, passengers can also use the U6 and the U8 U-Bahn lines. During this time, the S-Bahn will be carrying out maintenance and switch work. The tracks on the S3 and S9 will also be closed between the Westkreuz and Spandau stops. Passengers will have to switch to bus replacement services or regional train services until the night of next Thursday, January 17th, as the S-Bahn is putting a new system for controlling trains into operation on this line. In the coming weeks and months, 18,000 households in Berlin and 12,000 in Brandenburg will be visited by an interviewer from the Office for Statistics because they were selected to participate in the large-scale survey for the 2019 microcensus. First, however, the selected citizens are informed about the project in writing. Nationwide, more than 800,000 people will be surveyed, which corresponds to 1% of the total population. Those chosen must indicate how much they earn, who lives in the household, the size of the household, whether they smoke, what education they have, and so on and so forth. The questionnaire comprises 76 pages. The information obtained in this way, which is collected by 170 honorary survey officers in Berlin and Brandenburg, forms an essential basis for the planning of the authorities and for political debates. Ricarda Nauenberg, head of the microcensus division at the Berlin-Brandenburg Statistical Office, stated that, quote, "Our results are very much in demand by scientists, administrations, politicians, and the media. Many political decisions will be based on the results of the microcensus and are incorporated into the reports on social situations, the state of integration, or the situation of the sexes." According to Nauenberg, strict attention will be paid to separating replies and addresses as soon as possible in order to guarantee data protection. Per the reporting of the Berliner Morgenpost, the amount of data is gigantic and the findings are extensive. The latest microcensus in 2017 showed that the monthly net household income in Berlin had risen to a record 2,025 euros, or that about half of the 2 million households in Berlin are inhabited by only one person, and that 31,100 divorced men live in Tempelhof-Schöneberg. The microcensus is the most important measure of household and family structures and the economic and social situation of the population in Germany. Participation is compulsory. Anyone who refuses will be threatened with a penalty payment, which will also be enforced. But that doesn't happen often. The statistical office reports about 200 cases per year. Nauenberg went on to say that, quote, "We have a great interest in finding a good agreement with the citizens. Nothing has been achieved if people do not see the meaning of the statistical survey." But this does not always succeed. For example, a man who drove his car into the SPD headquarters in Kreuzberg in December of 2017 stated that he felt harassed by the obligatory participation in the census. The left sees the procedure with skepticism, although it fundamentally supports the collection of data. Niklas Schrader, interior expert for the Berlin Left Party, stated that, quote, "We take a critical view of the duty to provide information and the threat of sanctions. The left also took the view that the data should not be collected at such close intervals." The effort is considerable. The interviewers must not simply leave a home if they do not meet anyone, if they do not want to participate by telephone, and if they do not want to fill in the questionnaire themselves. This rigor is based on the statistical classification, which is intended to ensure representative results. From the data of the 2011 census, when every building was counted, the statisticians formed a sample comprising 20% of all addresses. From this quantity, the 1% who are interviewed annually are randomly filtered out. Just questioning someone else would corrupt the readings. You can read the complete microcensus 2019 by following the link in our show notes. Berlin police are breaking new ground in catching bicycle thieves. In a pilot project, the officers are using a decoy bike equipped with a GPS tracker. The prepared bicycle has been stolen 4 times so far, and each time the officers were able to arrest the thieves. The Berlin police will not comment on further details. According to Berliner Morgenpost, the decoy bicycle is the result of the private initiative of a police officer. Until now, some private individuals have already used hidden GPS transmitters on their bicycles to track their location in the event of a theft. According to police prevention experts in spring of 2018, this form of theft protection had already helped to catch the perpetrators. For the use of the technology by police, the bicycle as a decoy, the question arises, however, whether it could not be regarded as incitement to a criminal offense. The legal framework of the project should be examined, according to a police spokesman. The German bicycle club ADFC welcomes the pilot project, even if it does not consider GPS transmitters to be the optimal security system. According to the club, bikes are often stolen by organized gangs, and the technology can help track down the networks. Bicycle theft has been a major problem in Berlin in recent years. From 2010 to 2016, the number of cases reported annually rose from less than 20,000 to more than 34,000. But recently, the police have reported declines. However, so far, only a few cases could be resolved, with a clearance rate of only 3.9% in 2017. It is well known that often traveling perpetrators, some of whom are organized in gangs, are behind the crimes. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, hear us on Spotify and bearradio.org, follow us on social media, or enable our Alexa skill. Berlin Briefing will be back on Monday. Thanks for listening.